that understood only what she needed, while caring nothing for the wants of others. But if that was all that remained of his beloved Mara, would he truly want to see it? He looked back to Ryantar, who seemed to be awaiting Luke's decision with the patience of a tree.
Is that Mara in there?
Luke demanded. He was starting to wonder if this place was some kind of spiritual limbo, where the presences of the dead were torn down so they could be returned to the Force.
Is that what you're telling me?
Ryantar spread his hands.
We aren't telling you anything. We can help you find the truth, but we can't tell you what it is, because we don't know.
That much, Luke felt certain, was true. Leaving aside the question of whether he was here because he was actually dead or dying, he could see no logical reason that the Mindwalkers would have a knowledge of the afterlife more accurate than any of the galaxy's myriad religions. After a few seconds, or a few hours, Farrell asked,
There's only one way to find out, isn't there?
Ryantar nodded.
Go inside and see. You'll be glad you did.
Luke continued to stand 3 paces from the grotto.
As glad as I would have been, say, had I drunk from the font of power.
That was a test.
The Gotal tipped his horns toward the darkness.
This is an offer.
Of what?
Luke demanded.
Of what you came for,
Farrell answered.
Bathe in this pool, and you'll have the answers you seek.
Luke raised a brow.
About Jason? Or about Mara?
About whatever you seek. This is the pool of knowledge, where you will see all that has passed, and all that is to come.
That's a bit much for one mind to comprehend, don't you think?
Luke was beginning to see their trap, and how it would have been an irresistible temptation for a troubled young Jedi Knight on a galactic search for wisdom.
Did you bring Jason here too?
Jason did not need to be brought. But he was here, yes.
Have a look,
Farrell urged.
You don't have to get in, but maybe you will learn what you need to know about Mara.
And Jason.
Ryantar extended his hand into the darkness, then added,
We all know you really have no choice, Master Skywalker. And you are the one who is always asking about time.
At that moment, Luke knew he was walking into a trap. Until now, the two Mindwalkers had done everything they could to keep him from worrying about time, to reassure him that there was no reason to be concerned about it. Yet here, they were now using time to pressure him into a dangerous decision. Clearly, they did not expect him to resist the temptation they were offering, which suggested that Jason had not resisted. And that, of course, meant that Luke had no choice except to enter. Luke shrugged.
Okay, you win. Let's go.
He was hardly surprised when his 2 escorts motioned him through the entrance, while they themselves remained standing by the pillars. As he stepped past them, he saw that the grotto was small, and the interior was not as dark as it had seemed from outside. A soft, silvery light was rising from the mirror-like sheen of a pool in the center. Tiny crevices lined the walls, seeping wisps of yellow fume and filling the cave with a stench of brimstone. So foul was the air that even had he needed to, Luke would not have drawn breath inside. The desperate longing continued to pull at him, drawing him closer to the pool. He went to the edge and saw that it lay not in a shallow bowl as he had expected, but in a deep, sheer-sided basin with an edge carved in a grotesque serpentine braid. Through an exertion of will, he stopped 1/2 pace from the water. He assumed it was water and stared down at his own reflection. What Luke saw was not so much a man as the specter of one, with eyes of blue burning out of sockets as deep as wells. His flesh was yellow and haggard, so drawn and flaky that it resembled cracked leather. His lips had withered to a pair of white worms, so cracked and bloody that they barely covered his teeth. The pool was not dark, he reasoned, so perhaps he was not really looking at a reflection. He raised a hand, and the specter raised one too. Is that? Luke turned toward the exit, where Ryantar stood, leaning against a shadowy pillar. Is that me?
It is the truth, as you are now. A man worn to nothing by duty and sacrifice. A dying husk, animated by the force and willpower alone.
What about Mara?
Luke turned back to the pool. Instead of himself, he saw the honey-haired phantom from the Font of Power, the tiny eyes burning with desire, the broad mouth showing the needle teeth from ear to ear. Is that her?
If you can't tell now,
Feral said,
then there is only one way to be sure.
A stubby arm broke the surface of the pool and reached for Luke, the tentacle fingers waving so close before his eyes that he could see the tiny slit membranes in the bottom of their suction cup tips. The hungry presence grew more familiar, somehow a part of Luke, and he wanted nothing more in that instant than to step forward into the pool and know the truth of her identity, to know whether this was where the afterlife began and the spirits of the dead began their journey back to the Force.